From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The number of COVID-19 cases continues to grow in the Upper Hudson Valley. Columbia County reported three new coronavirus cases October 26th and a 39th death since the pandemic began. Ichabod Crane moved to all remote learning October 26th after a student in the primary school tested positive for COVID-19. The class the student is in will quarantine for 2 weeks while the schools reopen October 27th. Greene County reports they currently have 55 positive cases, with recent outbreaks in Greenville and Catskill schools and in the Greene County office building in Catskill, where early voting is taking place all this week. Also announced on October 26, Saratoga County reported its first COVID-19 death in over 4 months. In Delaware County, another death from COVID-19 was reported October 26, the ninth fatality among 157 positive cases there. Delaware County currently has 15 known active cases with 4 patients hospitalized. Albany County reported 24 new COVID cases October 26, with 151 active cases total and 1,124 quarantined. Rensselaer County said October 26 that 22 employees and 18 residents of Van Rensselaer Manor have contracted coronavirus. Ulster County reported 53 new cases over the weekend, with a positive test rate of 5.3%. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Town Board has unanimously decided to close the town recycling center after an extensive amount of non-recyclable waste was being regularly deposited at the facility beginning over the summer. The recycling center is located in Angelo Cana Town Park and will close November 1st. Town Supervisor John Coyne said the issue came to a head last week when 2 mattresses, a kitchen table, and chairs were dumped at the site. Coyne said, and I quote, "Greene County has been very lenient with us as far as what has been in our recycling. It's going to come to a point where Greene County says enough is enough, and they're going to charge us for these items that don't belong, and they rightfully should. They shouldn't have to incur that cost because people aren't recycling properly," end quote. Coyne said he does not think the decision will be revisited. He said the facility does not have cameras and is not staffed, so the town cannot trace the offending dumpers. Residents still have recycling options. He said, and I quote, "A lot of our homes already have a garbage service, and those services include recycling," end quote. Another option is to recycle at the county transfer stations located in Catskill, Coxsackie, Windham, and Hunter. Superintendent Scott Templeton said the county transfer stations have had an increase in use with a 30% to 40% increase in customers. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the State Public Service Commission will hold 2 virtual public hearings Wednesday, October 28th, on Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's proposed changes in electric and gas delivery rates. The hearings will be conducted at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. on the online platform WebEx. The utility wants to increase its annual electric and gas delivery revenues effective July 1st. Central Hudson intends to increase its electric delivery revenues by approximately $32.8 million. That would increase the average monthly residential bill by $7.76 or 6.22% on the total bill. The utility proposes to increase its gas delivery revenues by approximately $14.4 million, which would result in a monthly bill increase of about $9.45, a 7.96% increase on the total bill. The hearings can be accessed at webex.com or by calling 518-549-0500. And you can read the full story at midhudsonnews.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The bankrupt Remington Outdoor Company laid off 585 of its employees October 26, despite finding a new buyer. The workers' benefits will expire later this week without severance pay, according to the union that represents them. Cecil Roberts, president of United Mine Workers of America, which represents most of the more than 700 people who work at the gun factory in Herkimer County, said, and I quote, "This outrageous action by Remington Outdoor Company is a slap in the face," end quote. He said the union is exploring legal options to fight the layoffs and lack of severance pay. Some of the workers may be called back to work in the coming months. Roberts said, and I quote, "We are now working with the new company to get the plant reopened and start putting our members back to work. But the old failed Remington had one more kick in the pants for our members," end quote. The historic gun manufacturer this month declared bankruptcy, and it was then auctioned off to seven buyers who are purchasing all parts of the company, including its ammunition division and the firearm factories in Elloyne, Herkimer County, and Huntsville, Alabama. The Elloyne operation is being purchased by the Roundhill Corp, a gunmaker investor. Founded in Elloyne in 1816, Remington is said to be the nation's oldest gunmaker. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.